This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, William Sandbach et al., appellants, v. KMS KFC, LLC, et al., respondents. Decided April 1, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. William Sandbach et al. Brau e Isni Rein, 81808, appellants. Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County Vers. Cause number 23SLCC05379, KMS KFC, LLC, et al. Aus, Honorable Nancy Watkins McLaughlin, respondents. Filed April 1st, 2025. Introduction. This case arises from the destruction of video evidence in respondents' possession, which appellants intended to use as evidence in their underlying action against respondents. In the present case, in which appellants attempted to bring an independent lawsuit for respondents' spoliation of the video evidence, appellants argue the circuit court erred in granting respondents' motion to dismiss for failure to state a claim. Appellants maintain Missouri has recognized an independent cause of action for spoliation, and they sufficiently pled the elements of that cause of action. We affirm the judgment of the circuit court dismissing appellants' spoliation action. We also deny respondents' request for damages under Rule 84.19. Factual and procedural background facts 2. Appellants. William and Jennifer Sandbach and their daughter sued respondents, KMS, KFC, LLC, and KFC Corporation, Inc. The lawsuit arose from a confrontation between appellants and employees working at a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant, of which KMS KFC is the franchisee and KFC Corporation is the franchisor. Appellants alleged they entered respondents' restaurant shortly before it closed. The employees wanted appellants to take their food to go, while appellants insisted on eating in the restaurant. Appellants, who are white, claimed that the employees, who are black, responded by calling them white trash. Other sharp words were exchanged between Mrs. Sandbach and an employee before appellants left the restaurant. Appellants alleged that as they were leaving, things took a turn for the worse. Several employees, including the manager, swarmed appellants on the parking lot, insulting them, calling them racial slurs, and threatening to kill them. An employee threatened to have her people find where appellants lived and do a drive-by, since she had their license plate number. Central to the current litigation, the events of that night were captured on security video, which subsequently was destroyed by respondents. Procedural background. In the underlying case of William Sandbach, et al. NV, KMS KFC, LLC, et al., cause number 19SLCC01102, appellants sued respondents in St. Louis County Circuit Court for various torts: assault, negligent hiring, training, supervision, and retention, and intentional and negligent infliction of emotional distress. Appellants brought all counts except the negligent hiring count, pursuant to a respondeat superior theory of liability. The trial court granted summary judgment in favor of respondents on all counts, save the negligent hiring count, which remains pending. The trial court granted summary judgment based on the unexpected and outrageous, and therefore unforeseeable, nature of the employee's three conduct. The trial court concluded that the employee's conduct, as alleged by appellants, was so outrageous, and with regard to the alleged death threat, so criminal, that as a matter of law, the conduct must be declared to not be within the scope of employment. Respondents, therefore, could not be liable under respondeat superior. On December 15, 2023, appellants filed a motion alleging spoliation of the security video, among other evidence. 1. The trial court, after holding a hearing and receiving evidence, found grounds for spoliation of the security video and granted appellants a remedy to be fashioned at the trial of the surviving negligent hiring count. On December 16, 2023, 1 day after filing the spoliation motion in the underlying case, appellants filed the instant spoliation lawsuit against respondents. They asserted claims for prima facie tort, negligence, intentional and or reckless destruction of evidence, and conspiracy to intentionally destroy evidence, all based on respondents' destruction of the video evidence in the underlying case. In their prayer for relief, appellants requested money damages, including punitive damages, and attorney fees incurred in bringing the spoliation lawsuit. Respondents filed a motion to dismiss the petition for failure to state a claim under Rule 55(2)(7A)(6) Two, in the motion, they argued Missouri does not recognize an independent cause of action for spoliation of evidence. The circuit court entered an order and judgment granting respondents' motion and dismissing appellant's petition. Appellants now appeal the circuit court's order and judgment. Discussion 1. Spoliation is the intentional act of destruction or significant alteration of evidence. Hill v. SSMH.